let's go out to dinner and see a movie.
So conventional wisdom tells us that during the summertime, we're only willing to sit for about an hour and a half to see one of the great big blockbusters. But fall comes around, we're getting geared up for the Oscars, and we'll sit through more thoughtful films, more cinema, as John would say. We're going to hear about what's coming up.
So public radio, man. Yeah.
In the movie theaters, Rafer Guzman is film critic for The Newsday. He joins us again. We've also brought in Karina Longworth. She's the editor of Spout Blog, to talk about what's coming up. And there's a number of kids' films coming out, but many of them are not necessarily only, solely, or even mostly aimed at kids. Is that
parent killers, I guess, is the idea, right?
Yeah, I think
parents can see them.
I'm a relatively good indicator. We've got Where the Wild Things Are coming out. This is based on the famous book from Marie Sendak, and I probably want to see this movie at least as much as my son does.
Yeah, I think it should be really interesting. And speaking of the grown-up factor, it's directed and co-written by Spike Jonze, who is famous for adaptation and being John Malkovich. Dave Eggers, who's, extremely popular author. He's also one of the screenwriters. It's got Catherine Keener is playing the mom. It's got a really hip soundtrack with the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and Arcade Fire on it. So I think a lot of things are shaping up to make that not just your normal kids movie.
So, Maurice Sendak actually was involved in the writing of this script, and this is what he had to say about the film.
There will be controversy about this, but the film has an entire emotional, spiritual, visual life, which is as valid as the book. He's done it like me, whether he's done it or not, but in a more brilliant, modern, fantastical way.
I'm sure there's people who aren't ready.
I can't tell if he likes it or not there. I can't really. It seems like there's a little faint praise in there. I don't know.
Maurice Sendak, well, you're the eternal skeptic.
I don't know.
John. Maurice Sendak talking about the film. Karina, do you think there's going to be controversy about this film?
I don't know if controversy is the word that I would use. I mean, best case scenario is that it goes over with both adults and children. Worst case scenario is that nobody gets it at all.
And Spike Jonze and Dave Eggers aren't exactly known as being like whimsical sort of funny guys.
Right, but that might fit Marie Sendak's tone, the tone of the book, which does have kind of a somewhat dark tone. So that it might actually be a good
fit. We heard
that
there was arguments. Warner Brothers kind of wanted to lighten up. Yeah, Spike Jonze supposedly won that argument.
It's been a very troubled production. We'll see whether or not he won, but both sides have basically been, saying very nice things about each other in the press lately. So.
Well, there's a couple other films coming out that are aimed at children that maybe don't have a guaranteed audience. Astro Boy, that's based on the Japanese anime character, and also Fantastic Mr. Fox, that's based on the Roald Dahl, with some very famous voices doing these. Let's talk with the Mr. Fox, because it's not necessarily an animated film. This is stop action.
It's stop motion, yeah, which I think is really unusual and interesting, given that so much of the stuff that these days is computer generated. And I think what also makes this interesting is it's Wes Anderson's very first animated feature, and Noah Baumbach is the screenwriter who wrote Squid and the Whale. Mm. So again, there's a hip factor going on.
But, here we see Meryl Streep yet again. Can this woman, is there anything she can't do? Streep and George Clooney and Owen Wilson and Bill Murray. I mean, the cast of voices in this is star-studded.
Right. Two of which are longtime favorites of Wes Anderson, Bill Murray and Owen Wilson both. I think it sounds really interesting. I think George Clooney seems, from the trailers, like a really good choice for the role, which is a very sort of smooth operator kind of a role. Mr. Fox is apparently sort of a family man living in the animal community. But he apparently is a bit of a chicken, has kind of a chicken habit, and he has a relapse that sort of brings him in trouble with the farmers, which sounds really funny, and so the rest of the film is about him trying to get himself out of this situation.
But Karina, again, with this film, these names, these big name voices aren't going to be bringing the kids in.
No, they're designed to entertain an older audience. And I think with a Wes Anderson film, his films have never necessarily been super adult in their themes anyway. In general, his characters are sort of arrested children, so I think this fits really well.
Well, Karina Longworth, Antichrist comes out this fall. That's got to be for chuckleheads, right?
Antichrist is a really interesting film. It's arguable that there is no audience for it, but if there is, it's definitely an adult one.
Well, you got Charlotte Rampling, you got Willem Dafoe.
Charlotte Gainsbourg.
Oh, really? Okay. So have you seen the film?
Yes, I have. I saw it at Cannes, and the version that premieres here may be slightly cut because the version at Cannes was extremely sexually graphic and violent. But Apparently, it's going to be shown here almost in the exact same version.
That's not the only, at least, semi-horror film coming out. We've got The Road, also Viggo Mortensen and Charlize Theron coming out. Rafer, what are we expecting from that one?
I don't know. That one's been pushed back. That was, I think, originally supposed to come out last year, if I'm not mistaken. But that's a post-apocalyptic drama. It's based
great
on
book.
The Cormac McCarthy book, right? You know, no lighthearted author.
No.
And I don't know too much about the story, but the trailers make it look pretty intense.
And of course, very much talked about in coffee shops and other places. We've got the follow-up to Juno from Diablo Cody, but it couldn't be a larger departure.
Right. Jennifer's Body, you're talking
yes,
about,
exactly.
The horror film. Yeah, which looks very interesting about the sort of high school hottie who's actually apparently killing her boyfriends.
Jennifer's evil.
I know.
No, I mean, she's actually evil, not high school evil.
So this isn't exactly pure horror. There's a little bit of comedy in there.
It seems to be. There seems to be kind of a self-winking referentiality to it. But I have to say, I think Megan Fox is a brilliant cast for that role. We all know her from the Transformers movies, of course, and she seems like an ideal choice.
It feels like Freddy Krueger meets John Hughes a little bit.
It kind of reminds me of Heathers,
right.
Heathers. So I can't let you guys go without mentioning something about the new Disney movie coming out, because this is highly anticipated, especially by those in the African-American community, our first black princess, although John Disney doesn't want us calling her black.
That's correct.
Only African-American.
They got to you too, I see. Yes.
She's our first black princess.
She's got to be an animal for most of the movie, right?
I mean, pardon me for being cynical, but we had The Lion King with African-American voices, and now we've got this one where she's the first black princess, but she's a frog.
She's a frog for most of the film, apparently. Yeah, I know. Disney has taken a little bit of flack for that so far.
I think they're going to take more.
They may well. I mean, the film, whatever happens, will certainly be a talker. That's for sure.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thanks so much for joining us. That's Rafer Guzman. He's the film critic for Newsday. We also heard from Karina Longworth, editor at Spout Blog.
Go to the movies, folks.
We are waiting, and economists are waiting for employment numbers to come out in about a half an hour. They're expecting it to point to better times, maybe more people going to the movies over the Labor Day. But we want to know what's happening in your particular situation. 9 out of 10 people in a CNN poll said they feel like we're still in a recession, but economists say we're pulling out of the recession. So what do you think? Are you or your family or your friends, are you having luck finally finding jobs? Is the pullout from the recession affecting you? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
If you're laying off your kids in your own family, we want to hear that story at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Rafer, is the recession over for you?
For me, I've still got a job.
In journalism, too.
In
pretty impressive, dude.
What about
yes.
you, Karina?
I think for me, it's just beginning.
Oh, that's not very positive.